like, dude, this guy's the man.
Yeah. Sports heavy drinks. Yeah, for sure.
Right. Voices LeVon is living on right now on the boat. Would you like to say hi?
Just saying, I've known Bob since 1978.
1978. How did you meet Bob?
I met him in a engineering class. He was sitting in front of me, and I'm like, wow, is he cute? Just saying.
Bob is kind of cute.
He is very cute.
Has he grown into his age?
Totally. Yeah, I think he's a true leader.
What's one of the first memories you have about Bob?
He's a leader. He's always been a leader. He is someone people look up to. He knows how to enjoy life. He knows how to lead others. He's one of those people that people are attracted to because he's fun. Totally fun.
And that's kind of how I met Bob. We were both fun at a little bar that we called Flatwater. And he started sharing a lot of sailing stories. And after a few years, because of me capsizing a boat, he finally got me on a boat. And then it became like Lieutenant Dan in a rainstorm and him on the front going, "You're natural! Keep going!" That was on, guys. But yeah, so the Fagawi weekend. How many times have you gone on the race in the Fagawi?
So I've only done the race once, but this is probably my fourth or fifth time coming to this. So the pre-Fagawi, because I have a family and I'm a little beyond, going into the Nantucket for the weekend. But I want to say something else about Bob, if that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you're recording me. So one of my other really great guy engineering friends at UMass was Ed Conley, who turns out was a best friend of Bob Solomon, and they didn't know that we both knew each other. It was like a triangle of friendship kind of thing. And then one day I'm looking out my window in college and I see these two guys coming with a case of beer, holding it like this, like a Molson, which was my favorite beer. They came with a case of Molson and said, "We've all been hearing about each other from you." And then we were friends forever.
Team.
Yeah. So that was 40 years ago. So he's been, Ed has been to this race a couple of times, and we're hoping to get him here in the next couple of years.
Okay, so what do you expect about the race tomorrow?
Well, all I know is that all the people here are quality people, and that's what Bob attracts, is quality people.
So. All right. We're going to close this one out. This is a little pre-Fagawi, fun part of time that will not be released to the public. Voice of LeVon ain't going to talk about it.